Good afternoon. Fire Committee to order. Thank you all for being here today. We got a pretty packed room. We are running a little bit behind our schedule today, but we'll make sure that all of our items today get a fair hearing, a good and thorough hearing. So, if y'all are ready, we'll
all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, now we're
too late, coming.
All right, so we'll go to item number one on our agenda, which is the approval of minutes from the December 3rd, 2018 meeting. You have a motion. You have a second.
Motion. So moved.
You have a motion. Second. You have a motion and a second to approve the minutes from December meeting. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Moving on to item number two, which is public comment. And this is an opportunity for folks in the public to come up and have 2 minutes to speak on any of the items on the agenda or other items that you want this committee to be aware of. I will ask if you come up to speak that you give us your name and address for the record at the microphone. And just to be consistent with the other committees today, we will only take public comment at the beginning of the meeting. We're not going to take them at the individual items. So if you do want to speak, this would be the time to do so. So if you'd like to speak, come on up to the microphone.
Kevin McNamara, 2484 Darts Cove Way. In the fire service, time is our enemy. Saving time simply saves lives. In the past decade, NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, performed two landmark studies on the effect of crew sizes in residential and high-rise fires. In the residential study, four-person crews performed 22 essential fire ground tasks 25% faster than three-person crews. In the high-rise study, 14 critical tasks undertaken found that four-person crews completed those tasks 12 minutes faster than three-person crews. The NFPA recommended crew size of four is based on science. Quite simply, time is saved fighting a fire. Residential buildings in this town are now almost exclusively being built with modern lightweight construction. While those building materials are excellent by engineering standards, for a firefighter, they are deadly. They simply collapse in much shorter time frame than do buildings of solid wood construction. Once again, firefighters have less time to achieve a positive outcome. As currently constituted, the Mount Pleasant Fire Department is grossly short of the recommended amount of firefighters need to effectively fight a high-rise fire. As per NFPA 1710, the department is around 10 people short every day of the recommended manpower to fight a high-rise fire. This is a huge concern for me with the amount of large residential apartment buildings being built in this town. Mount Pleasant does everything first class. First class public safety should be expected by its citizens. Every piece of equipment bought by the Mount Pleasant Fire Department meets NIOSH and NFPA standards. If we buy the equipment that meets these standards, why are we not investing in the most important piece of equipment on that rig, the firefighter? All that is being asked is for the minimum national standard for crew size. I repeat, minimum. The minimum national standard. If we truly care about the safety of our citizens and brave firefighters, we must meet this standard. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. Stephen Rosillon, 2331 Schuyler Drive. I come to you before you today as a former firefighter and paramedic with over 25 years of experience. During my career, I responded to many fire incidents, including both World Trade Center bombings in New York City, Hurricane Katrina, the crash of U.S. Airways Flight 1549, nicknamed the Miracle on the Hudson, and many more incidents. Even though these were major incidents, our responses were mainly one or two family dwellings, hotels, and numerous businesses just like here in Mount Pleasant. Every single unit in the city that I worked in had a minimum of four firefighters on all apparatus. The city council and mayor understood if companies did not have the proper manpower, our department would have to send more units to each fire, causing delays and longer response times when a secondary fire emergency came. You need to be familiar with the mutual aid agreements with the surrounding departments. We need to learn from the mistakes from our neighbors that the Charleston Fire Department made in June 2007. The information is according to their firefighter fatality investigation report after the Superstore fire. The operational policy for the Charleston Fire Department at the time of the Superstore fire was a four-member crew for each company. However, they routinely and most times operated with only three on each apparatus. All companies that were dispatched to that fateful fire that day had only three persons on their crew. Only two of the first nine units were staffed with four. The inadequate company-level staffing meant that each individual unit was operating with limited capabilities and not could not be effective to perform any of their incidents effectively. The adequate company staffing compromised the effectiveness of the overall operations, according to the chiefs on scene. In addition to the inadequate company staffing, the standard response time to the structure fire did not have the sufficient resources, and that in part took a toll on killing the nine firefighters. Anyone here can research and get all the information that you want online, but it's my personal experience, it's virtually impossible to do the proper firefighting suppression without at least four firefighters on each unit. The fourth firefighter gives the crew that is working much harder. It takes a toll on them. Working in smaller crews hurts their heart, and actually the heart rates are higher and stays higher after each fire when they serve.
Your comments, please.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Next.
My name's Nathan Hammes, 1700 Wibble Road, Mount Pleasant. I'm just a private citizen. I build houses for a living. Went out to go to work one day, and I noticed a man on the ground not breathing. He was lifeless, blue from the head up. Gave him CPR for 9 minutes and 10 seconds before the EMS could get to us. And it was hard. That was real hard, and it wasn't their fault. You know, traffic's terrible. They can't get to us. You know, Deputy Wade got to me, I think, in a little over 7 minutes maybe, and we traded back and forth because I was exhausted at that point. And there's just not a lot of people that are willing to go give CPR to some random person. You know, there's 10 people standing around that weren't doing anything. So, you know, response time, crews, you know, we need these things. You know, I've lived here my whole life. I love this town with everything I have. And I just think, I think we can do just a little better. Matt, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Would anyone else care to speak? All right, seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the public comments portion, and we'll move on to item number 3 on the agenda, which is a consideration of a firefighter staffing ordinance. So, Mr. DeMora, would you like to comment on this at all? Or?
Well, no, sir. I think, this item was brought to us by counsel, certainly by Mr. Kunane, so perhaps it's best that... Okay. Through the committee that initiate the discussion.
And we did hear this was an agenda item on Finance Committee this morning, correct? Police,
PJ.
Judicial, and Legal. So there was some previous discussion about the appropriateness of an ordinance there.
Just one question.
Hold on, Tom.
I'm sorry.
Since Mr. Kunane put this on the agenda, let him go ahead and introduce it.
This topic has already been introduced. We had 4 months of hearings about the adequacy of the fire department. We did engine readiness, ladder readiness, redundancy, and station placement, September, October, November, December. The minutes are clear. The chief explained the situation. The situation is not good. Okay, the chief's not saying that because his job is to make it work with what they give him. Our job as the policymakers is to make that job as easy as possible to protect our firefighters and our citizens. That's our primary responsibility on this committee. The having four firefighters on the truck is the minimum. Plain and simple, it's the minimum. If you read the document and it says places like when there's a geographic limitation, you may have to go to more. You know, we have creeks that create bottlenecks in this town that would qualify as a geographic limitation. You know, there's a response pattern. I've brought this up ad nauseum before I was on council and while I'm on council, that when you have a truck that has a 17 or 18-minute response time as part of the initial firefighting force, that is inadequate. That's placing firefighters in danger. Who's not getting there? The firefighters who are going to rescue a firefighter inside your home, that's who's not getting there. And it's going to put our firefighters in danger. They're going to, just like we saw in Florida 2 weeks ago, when you don't send the adequate crews, they can't perform, and they don't perform. Now, that's not to say we don't have brave firefighters in town. They will go above and beyond. But my personal professional experience as a prior former firefighter and somebody who litigated fire cases and somebody with a master's degree in this topic is that we are not where we need to be on staffing. So what do we do about it? The next four agenda items explain ways we can get this done and get it done right. And last week I spoke to you, Chief, about if there was any studies out there or is there anyone in the fire service saying that three is better than four. And I think we had a good laugh about that with yourself and one of your staff members because there really is none. Have you found any since then, Chief?
Well, no. I mean, and you asked me, you know, is can that be proven? And it's the law of averages. I mean, obviously four people can do more work than three. So, no, I can't dispute that fact. I mean,
right. So, I mean, what's laid out in those 4 months of people talk about the liability. Oh, are we going to be in violation of this ordinance if we don't staff with four? Isn't that a liability? Let me tell you about a liability. 4 months of committee hearings where the inadequacy is laid out there in writing at a public meeting and clarified with questions to the fire chief showing inadequacy and doing nothing. That's a liability if there ever was one. So it's time. After, you know, we last year we tried to put a significant funding base for staffing. It got whittled down, and there was some improvement. We have a lot of company officers, which we haven't had for a while, and that's a good thing. We have the baby steps in process, but they're not getting us to the minimum. So on each of these four items, I will have different tidbits, but that's the bottom line. And once again, I'm placing this on the public record that we're in a position where something needs to change, and we're the people to do it. Thank you.
Mr. O'Rourke, did you want to?
Yeah, I think there's two things in this agenda item. One is the firefighter staffing. The second is ordinance. Is there any staffing in the town done by ordinance?
No. Or not that I'm aware of, certainly.
I don't know if we need, in my opinion, I'm one person, I think we should address the staffing. And I think there's been some good points made for doing it. But I don't know why this public safety issue is more important than other public safety issues. I like all my children the same, okay, whether it's the fire department, the police department, or whatever department. But I don't know how we can why we should staff by ordinance for this department and not staff by ordinance for other departments. If it's something we want to do, I think we should do it for all of them. But I think that what an ordinance will do for you is give you teeth to know what's going to be done. Well, that's on us. You know, I think we've got to just man up and do it, or woman up for some of us. But I'm not so sure this needs to be an ordinance of the town to do whatever staffing we come up with. And that's just my opinion on that. I think there's two issues. One's staffing, one's the ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm in agreement with Tom that I don't know that there's an ordinance that needs to be created for staffing purposes. I think we've already addressed some of the staffing earlier, and we've got six positions open, correct? And we've also talked about the possibility of providing some overtime, if needed, to add a fourth person to a ladder or engine. So I think we've got to commit as a town to following the NFPA 1710 and getting there the sooner than later. But, you know, that's on us, and I really truly believe that we can get this done, but we have budget constraints that harness some of that effort. But we are making strides, and we are within the STRAT plan, and we need to follow the STRAT plan. So I think it's imperative for us to all get there, for the town to get there. And I think this committee in particular want to make it happen.
Thank you, Mr. O'Rourke.
One more. Okay, so four is better than three. I even get that, actually. Is there anybody with five?
Yes.
There's fives out there. Is there a higher standard than that?
Mr. Chairman, can I answer?
Yeah, let's let him have the floor, and then you can certainly respond.
So my point is, I get that. But, I mean, I'm curious to know if four is the number or is four an adequate NFPA number or just where that number comes from. That was my only question.
Yes, sir. I mean, four by their standards is the minimum. And bigger cities, really large cities, may still have five or six. But, I mean, again, really large cities, million-plus cities. I mean, I don't foresee Mount Pleasant needing five or six people.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, one more,
yeah,
and I'll stop.
Floor.
So we've heard the public say four is the minimum. We've heard you say four is the minimum, but we don't have four. I'm wondering about that because I got to make a decision here.
Right.
Soon
so in our strat plan, we started with the ladders. We feel like that's where we can make the biggest difference, where we can have individualized crew tasks, where we have two and two that can split off and do search and rescue and things that ladder companies do. That's another reason we asked for a third ladder company to go at Station 4 when it's completed
right.
in 2021, because that's kind of the center part of town. So we'll have our ladders dispersed, and then that one we've asked also for four. So we've made a step in that direction. I mean, we've addressed staffing, and we think the ladders is where we need to start. There's some options down the road once we get Station 4 built that maybe, you know, there's tons of different things with overtime or shutting one of the squads down and staffing up some of the single-engine houses. So there's lots of things we can do to move toward that in the future. But for now, we've focused on the ladder trucks in our strat plan.
Okay. Mr. Kinney.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have a battalion chief here from the New York City Fire Department. They have six on the ladders and five on the engines. And makes a difference, makes a huge difference. It saves lives of firefighters frequently. We also have a Jersey City firefighter who's a little bit smaller department, and the four is never violated there because they're using the minimum. There's four. And the second question you had, I mean, we had the chief, the strat plan, when I voted yes for it, I made the motion to pursue those items in the strat plan. And I said right after I voted yes, this is not enough, but it is a start.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's a start. The ladder can be staffed in the new station with four. Great. But there's nothing in 5 years to replace a 13-year-old engine company.
Mm-hmm.
That's frontline company. That's not a spare or an extra. That's a frontline engine with 13 years of service on it. And they're doing probably the most runs in town, right? Engine three?
Yes.
So it's bad. It's bad on the apparatus front. It's bad on the staffing front. It's time. And these other agenda items will address it. If we're dead set on against doing an ordinance, I would like to make a motion that we direct staff to increase staffing in the three single engine companies in town, which are McCants, Foster Road, and Carolina Park, and bring those up to four. Why? Because when they roll up into a house in the middle of the night, four is better than three, and they don't have a ladder with them. So that's kind of the plan B to start this process. Let's never show up with three. Let's never have a firefighter waiting outside a house for some other truck to show up before they can operate. There's a two-in, two-out rule in OSHA that requires two firefighters in the building and two outside. If we're sending three, we're not able to perform.
All right, hold on 1 second. Since you did make a motion, I did not hear a second for that motion yet before we get into discussion. So is there a second to Mr. Kinnane's motion?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay. So specifically this motion addresses what? Can you specify specifically what the motion is?
Bringing four firefighters on board to the three single-engine stations, which are McCants, Carolina Park, and Bell Hall.
And is that for this coming budget cycle?
It could be done tomorrow, from what I understand, because if they use overtime, they could staff those tomorrow. So, yes, whatever date works for the budget.
Okay, so let's have discussion on the motion, Mr. O'Rourke.
Yeah, I think I might have an issue on this, but help me. wouldn't we get to the finish line better if we were to say that we would like to have the entire department staffed to the minimum standard by a certain time, I think we should tell him what, but not how. You know, if we start telling you, I want you to put this many in this station and this many in that station.
You're asking for me to amend my motion.
Hold on.
I'm not asking it yet, but you might want to. I think that what's ringing in my ear, someone who knows nothing about fires, is what the NFPA's minimum standards are that we're not at. So I think it would be a better motion and would help us if we can get the entire department to what we think it would be by a certain time, as opposed to say, next year I want you to do this. Then let's say you don't run, okay? Then we're all sitting up here and we're not getting to what the real goal should be anyway. So I'm just throwing that out.
I'll withdraw my motion so we can redo the motion.
Motion is withdrawn.
I'll withdraw a second.
Thank you, Jim. Is there another motion to replace that?
I can make a motion that we direct staff to bring the Mount Pleasant Fire Department up to minimum national standards encompassed in NFPA 1710.
By
a date. Chief, how much time you need to get up there? How long will it take you to hire 12 firefighters?
No.
More than that.
Not the time, it's the money.
You
need to allocate some
money. I was thinking, I'm sorry, and I know I'm so out of order on this.
Yes, you are.
I know, but that's me. It's Tom being Tom, I think it's the quote. I was thinking like years.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah, I think if we can get a year out there, not like next month or next year, you pick a year, and then you can go to bed at night, man. I mean, you know, that gives you like, what would you say, five?
One of the things coming up will show how you can hire firefighters with a federal grant. So if we did a four-year, we'll say April 1st, 2023.
How about just as a suggestion, how about we make a motion to amend the strat plan so that by year five, the entire department meets minimum NFPA standards for staffing? That's a motion. If there's a second, great.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second for discussion at this point. There was?
No, you did not complete that.
I didn't complete that motion.
It wasn't second, so
we can reverse that. I'll make that motion. You can second it. Either way.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second for that. Any discussion?
Sounds good.
One discussion item. I think it would help staff, and it would help us if we understood it, to make sure that we don't wait until the fourth year to do it all.
That's coming up.
If it can be gradually gotten to over those 4 years, it doesn't have to be equally, but we can't just wait 4 years and then, boom, everything hits. I don't know how you get that.
I don't think you prohibit being able to get there sooner than later.
Okay.
I think that we can move forward with the motion, and we can get there much faster if it's the desire and will of council and staff.
And I will say that if this motion were to pass and the plan gets changed, one implication of that is that other goals that have been laid out in the strat plan, some of those may be not able to be achieved in 5 years, or maybe pushed back. So just so we all understand that the plan has been created by the leadership of the department. This is going to reorder those priorities and perhaps knock some goals out of being able to be done within 5 years. So I think council needs to understand that as well, because we just passed the strat plan and said this is a good way to move forward, and now this committee is recommending that we perhaps change that plan without really a lot of input from our leadership. Mr. DeMora.
Not to rain on the parade a little, we'll build you anything you want. But what we're talking about here with an additional ladder company in the strat plan is 15 individuals, more or less, $60,000 a copy, including benefits. To bring us up to four, minimum, is probably around the same thing, $60,000 a copy, more or less 15. We're looking at an organizationally an annual impact of $2 million plus a year. And there's been no, and we've made that clear at the staff level to you and council that as of today, that those things are unfunded. So while that may be the wish of the committee, and that's great, as I said, we'll build you anything you want, but there is going to have to be, at the council level, a funding commitment that is substantial and greater than anything that's been proposed to meet that obligation.
Understood. And I think, as many of our departments have strategic plans, sometimes the realities of government in future years dictate that those plans be adjusted based on funding or other things. So I think the plan is maybe a good plan for us to have a vision for getting there, but the reality being that that may or may not be able to be accomplished as we envision it today. That's just the reality of all the priorities that we have in town. Sir, Mr. Kinney.
One of the logics behind doing it as an ordinance was that it couldn't be just swept under the rug.
Yeah.
You have to follow the ordinance, because what happened over the last 9 or 12 years was population went like this, apparatus kind of dropped a little bit, and there was reasons along the way, but the effectiveness dropped, and that's what we want to prevent. We want an official policy saying we're going to be at that minimum, and let someone come back and change it. This way, in view of the public, is what I'm saying. I think it should come back to council if they want to change that. I think we could call the question at this point.
Well, any more discussion? Okay, we've got a motion and a second on the floor to amend the fire department strategic plan to work toward having the whole department staffed up to NFPA standards by the end of year 5. Correct? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion passes 4-0. And that we've passed on to the full council for their approval. All right, moving on to item number 5 on the agenda. This is the discussion regarding the purchase of a fire ladder truck
four.
And pumper.
Four.
Sorry. Item 4, discussion with regard to placing the fire department strategic plan in a priority funding position. So I'm not clear on what this one is exactly, so I'll turn it over to Mr. Cunane, who asked for this to be on the agenda.
Yes, sir. The idea was we passed the strategic plan. We're not backpedaling on the strategic plan. When we passed it, we said, this is a good start. Then when we had our retreat, we got the review on the end of the 5-year plan that we're just coming to the conclusion of, and I learned that 89% of the things were accomplished, and about 11% or so of the things weren't accomplished. And that was when a red flag really went off in my mind, and I said, what if they decide not to get the ladder truck in those 5 years? That's unacceptable. So this is just to give a council direction that the things that are in there already be moved up to the front of the 5 years. So that's just a staff direction, right, Mr. DeMora, to address that?
Yeah, I mean, as I read that correctly, I think what if approved, the recommendation coming from this committee to council is the funding, the 5-year funding plan for the strat plan for fire takes precedence, or if not precedence, it's in a priority position vis-a-vis other things throughout the town. So I think that's how I see it, understand it. I'm not sure how that shakes out. But
the staffing ordinance turning into kind of a similar thing, they kind of bake in together. But the things that we voted on made a lot of sense, and the fire department did put a lot of time in to come up with the ladder at 6 Mile and the extra firefighters on the ladders. It's not to take that away. It's to just make sure that that happens up front of the 5 years as soon as possible.
Is there a particular motion, Mr. Cunane? I mean, is that a motion that you're making?
It's a staff direction.
It's a change in priority, though, that what the council's already said is the way to move forward, which is the strat plan. So to ask them to now prioritize things that are not in that plan.
But we just changed the strat plan anyway.
We recommended it. So I don't know what a priority position, it says priority funding position, so I'm not sure what that means. Can you clarify?
I don't want it to be in that 11% that doesn't get done. I want to make sure. Over the course, it's a 5-year plan. Some things happen in the first year. Some things happen in the fifth year. We need to get that ball rolling sooner rather than later. So priority position meaning, for lack of a better term, as soon as possible. We were told, and that one, I mean, I can go elaborate if you want me to elaborate on the specifics.
Well, I'm looking, before we get into a discussion, I'm looking for a specific motion in a second so we can have discussion on it. So is there a particular motion that we can have on the record?
Motion to place the previously passed Fire Department Strategic Plan in a priority funding position over the five-year period.
Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second it for discussion.
Okay.
But really, the agenda item is not to pass anything. It's just to discuss it,
right.
Really.
Right.
So I think that we can accomplish what Mr. Kinane would like to do by simply stating that we would like to have a review by the fire committee annually or whenever to make sure to keep up with the strategic plan, because if the strategic plan does what it says it's going to do, then we get there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that we should just something for the record to make sure that we know that we don't want this strategic plan and everything that's going to be in it to get just put back on, and I don't think it's going to happen anyway, but I think that could move us forward.
Okay. Mr. DeMora, could we put on the fire committee schedule for the coming year a quarterly or maybe every semi-annually review of the strategic plan and progress made on it?
Of course. That would be good, and then we'd be able to keep up with it.
Thank you.
All right.
If I may.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with Tom. I don't know how you differentiate priority funding position between the fire department or all core services that the town provides. So, putting it in with a semi-annual or quarterly basis and coming back to committee, I think, is the right approach.
Thank you. Moving on now to item number five.
Mr. Bremer?
Yes, sir.
Just to address that, the department shrank while our population in town went from 54,000 to 84,000. The number of apparatus dropped. So we know how to reduce the fire department. Now we just have to learn how to grow it again. So,
okay, well, that leads us into item number five, which is a discussion regarding the purchase of a fire ladder truck and pumper from the town's fund balance. This was an item on the finance committee today. They referred that back to this committee to talk about the need for these trucks before they would get into details about how to fund those purchases. So this is not a committee to talk about the funding necessarily, how we're going to fund these things. I think we're going to talk a little bit about the need for those vehicles and when they're going to be needed. So Mr. Kinane, you asked for this item. I'll ask you to introduce it, and then we'll ask the open chief up for some questions if we need it.
Yes, sir. We went from four ladder trucks to two over the last 10 years. This will bring us back to three. It's definitely a great move. We don't have to look backwards now. We should be looking forward. How do we get where we need to be? And adding the ladder truck back to the 6 Mile Station provides basically full town coverage with the second ladder. Just for reference, the second ladder, I mean, I'd love to bring Chief McNamara up or even Chief Olivares or Chief Mixon to explain really the benefits you get at a fire scene by having that second ladder. It allows your engine companies to go deeper because they know somebody's going to be at that window if they need to push. And when I say push, they're going in to get somebody out of that house. You know, they're going for a child, they're going for an elderly person. And the ability to do that is directly tied to how their safety is. And their safety is derived from having a means of egress. And that ladder, just sticking that ladder at a window gives you aggressive engine operations, because that's how it's like an orchestra. Everything works together. Without that one piece, it just doesn't sound right, and it doesn't work right, and it's not safe. So the reason I brought it up as fund balance is because fund balance, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. DeMora, is built from prudent financial management over years. What's left over is put into the fund balance, and the fund balance grows over time. And during the time that the fire department was reducing or contracting in size, the fund balance was growing. So perhaps it could be argued that some of the money that may have been spent in the fire department in the past ended up in the fund balance. And this is how we correct it. we say, let's grab these two apparatus. The truck, the ladder company is already well justified in all the documents. The engine company popped up in our discussions when we found out there's a 13-year-old engine company. And I say, I'm doing the math, 13 plus 5, I mean, that's sounding like 18 years old of an engine to me at the end of that five-year plan. Chief.
That engine is the next one to be replaced. It's not in the strat plan, but I believe 2021's budget year, so starting summer of 20, we're looking at replacing the engine.
Right, so it still gets still a 15-year engine company. So my logic was that as the fire department apparatus dropped off, we had extra those years, and it's reasonable now to claw back and use some of that fund balance that has probably grown since then. And
Mr. Canini?
Yes, I'm done.
Mr. Rollroy?
You can't look at it like that. You can't look at it just in one vacuum of fire savings this year. That it's the whole entire town that was done. In concept, I think you're right. But at the end of the day, we either need to get another truck or not get another truck. And all the old stuff, I don't think really matters or comes into play here. I'd like to pick on Kevin. That's the only reason I did that. I'm
very
sorry.
Good. No, that's well done. Mr. Owens.
Chief, I need some help from you in explaining, you know, a time frame as far as needing a fire or a ladder and an engine.
Sure.
So what's the time frame from your perspective that the town is needing both of these trucks?
Right. So the ladder, we're trying to coincide that with the finish of Station 4. We could buy it now. We don't really have anywhere to put it. We don't want to place it in temporary housing,
agreed,
per se. So in that 21 budget year, so starting summer of 2020, around the time Station 4 is done, we'll start specking that truck. The engine is scheduled to be replaced in that same budget year from what I recall. So it is 13 years old, but by that time we're looking at the upcoming next budget cycle or the one after the coming one.
We do have older apparatus, do we not?
Yes, sir. Some of our reserve apparatus are 2002, I believe. So when our trucks go down for maintenance, we use those reserve apparatus. But that is the oldest frontline engine right now.
But you do use them in service. They are in service if needed.
The reserves, yes, sir.
Yes. Thank you.
So it sounds to me as if we're all sort of saying that there is a need as we grow for more apparatus, and there is a plan in place for looking at when that should happen. I'd like to hear from Ms. Kotoff, if I could, just briefly about your thoughts, the difference between purchasing any capital equipment like this out of fund balance this year, or perhaps having a year or two to plan for that within the budget. Which one of those do you think is better for the town and easier to do?
Well, I will tell you that we are still working on our five-year plan. So on March 20th, when we present the budget, we'll also be presenting what we believe is a balanced five-year general fund plan. Now, that does take into account apparatus that is being replaced. For instance, right now we're building in 2022 the ladder replacement at $1.4 million. We're building in 2021 for pumper $503, $850,000. And we're also building in right now for fiscal year 21 also an additional ladder at $1.4 million. Now, when we do this, because we're looking at it all together, we're looking at the capital, we're looking at all of our special revenues, we actually are on our way to having a lot of this funded by different methods. For instance, we're using some hospitality. Station 4 makes a good call for hospitality money because it's near a hotel and things like that. So what we would like in my perfect finance world is just the time to get that together. We're going to be presenting at the end of the week to Mr. DeMore, showing some of our ways of trying to do these things. The fund balance, it's very easy to utilize, but it's very difficult to put that money back in. We have benefited from not budgeting off growth, and so what that means is that money does fall down when we don't try to go out and budget for all the business license based on construction. When the construction stops, especially if there's a permitting allocation system in place and that money doesn't fall back, well, that's the money that's going to fund balance, those things like that. So as we put these mechanisms in place, it's harder to build that back up. Also, as a coastal community that our bond agencies have said, we would like you to maintain more than that 25%. We'd like to see 30 to 35%. So all of these things add up. We've saved over $1 million with our interest rate. We just got on the $35 million because of that good rating. So I think what we hear, you've got strat plans, you've approved, and we just need time to pull it all together and present it to Mr. DeMora.
Thank you. And I think it's also, along with the capital purchase, we're also talking about maintenance, we're talking about staffing, we're talking about training, we're talking about facilities to house all these. So there's a lot of ancillary costs other than just purchasing a truck. And so I think all those have to be thought about and planned for as well. Is that fair? Yeah.
Mr. Burr?
Yes.
If I may, it's an excellent idea to buy a piece of fire apparatus out of fund balance. It's an excellent idea. We are very strong in our fund balance position. What we're really talking about being at play is the discretionary amount that's left that's beyond our limits. Trouble is that there's a lot of competition for that discretionary money. Municipalities often have a spend-down plan for fund balance that is way beyond what they need, the philosophy being they're not trying to keep more of the public's money than the government should. But as we know from council deliberations, there's a lot of demand for that available money. It's judgments and lawsuits, it's purchase of property, high dollar purchases of property, it's a lot of things. I mean, and as your administrator, if not having to deal with those other requests and simply using that money to buy a needed piece of expensive fire apparatus, that would be ideal. Yeah. Trouble is that the decisions have to be made at the council level on how you want to prioritize the use of that money.
And all of those items that you just mentioned have been items of discussion during the past year. So
yeah.
It's not theoretical. These are real millions of dollars that are at play.
Yeah.
So do we have a specific motion here on this item? All right. Hearing none.
Seeing as the administrator said it was an excellent idea, we'd like to direct staff.
He said it was an excellent idea to use fund balance
fund
to purchase
balance.
This truck.
In other words, to use fund balance for the first ladder truck that's coming. That'll free up operating money for other improvements of the platform.
You need I'd recommend that you have a spend down plan for how to use that, for lack of a better term, excess money. And ideally, in that spend down plan, you reach for things like one time only expensive purchases.
Mm-hmm. But
I need some clarification on what you're
saying. I just have a specific question. I mean, okay, I agree. It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it in a firebox.
No.
You have to do it with the whole entire town and all of the things. So the spend down plan we need to do. You know, that's a good idea. But it's not. It would be hard for you to sit in that chair and say, spend down that, without us having the whole picture in front of us and the prioritization list.
That's why the plan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So.
It's Finance Committee.
Right.
Item.
Just so I'm clear, though, on what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You're saying that it's a good idea to take fund balance for this coming year and purchase.
No, what I'm saying is that if it's council's desire to spend the discretionary money that's not already sidelined by ordinance and resolution, that there should be a spend-down plan, because that is not uncommon with municipalities. And what's best to spend in that spend-down plan is obviously not operational items that have a year-after-year impact. It's the one-time expensive items, of which, if you choose to buy a fire ladder truck, that is a perfect option for that.
So we don't have a motion on the table yet with a second, so.
Can I have another discussion item? Mm-hmm. Is it possible to bring that to the Finance Committee next month?
We can.
Parameters, not the plan, the parameters of a plan, so that it can be discussed.
We can. The hard part is if some of the executive session items go like they may go, there may not be a need for a plan. That, it's
we might be.
I think what isn't a bad idea is to have guidelines of a plan. Because what if it's not, if, like you said, those executive session items go the way they are, you got an issue maybe next year or the year after, and we can say, here's the framework, here's the guidelines. Whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
But.
So before we extend any more discussion, we do need a motion and a second to move forward. So
motion to send it to the Finance Committee next month.
Is there a second? Not hearing a second, the motion dies. Any other motions on this item? All right, moving on to item number six. This is a discussion regarding the pursuit of a safer grant for the hiring of firefighters. I believe this was also addressed this morning in Finance Committee.
Yes, it was.
And it was referred to this committee for some discussion about the specifics of that. So, Mr. Kinane, I'll ask you to introduce this for us.
This comes back to the staffing issue. It's where you're going to get the money from. There's a grant called the Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response Grant. It's outlined on the screen here. This is an excellent way to spread out the cost factor and make the budget more cohesive and give you plenty of time to absorb that full cost. The deadline for this is March 22nd. So what I would like to make a motion to direct staff to full steam ahead on that for the positions we are on applying for that grant before March 22nd.
Yeah, I don't personally have a problem with that. I think it's fine for staff to go and pursue this grant. I think council will have to take a formal vote to accept a grant if it's given, because that will then commit us to that match money. But I'm fine if y'all are with just asking staff to go ahead and apply for this grant.
I think we have a concern at the staff level, not the instrument itself. It's that, and we may need more research, and we can do all this before the deadline, but I'm told action by council not to accept the grant once it's been awarded hurts the town in the pursuit of it in future years.
Okay. So we shouldn't be applying unless we're serious about accepting it.
Serious about taking it. And for how many firefighters?
Yeah, and I would agree with that. One of the first questions on any federal grant is, have you ever received a grant and turned it down? And that becomes a mark on your record. If you do things like that or we don't manage it properly, our grant funding for other things could be pulled for years. I mean, they're very particular about that, and it's very competitive. So I'll second what Mr. Moore said. If you want us to move forward, we need some really clear direction on exactly where these firefighters are going and really a commitment to the funding ahead of time, because, like I said, if we get it and we turn it down, then we're done for many years.
Great information to have. One of the questions that came up today in Finance Committee was, how many firefighters do we actually need, and how much should we be asking for? I think the number 15 has been thrown around, but do we really need 15 firefighters? And because, again, the more we ask for, if we get that, that commits us to more match. So maybe we can talk briefly about what we really need in this grant request.
I don't know if there's a number. I think the number of firefighters we need is whatever the standard states to get to the four. So to pick a number.
But you're not going to get there in 1 year, because you have to train them all. You got to get the academy spots. So the idea is, let's get the grant in the mix for as many of the positions as possible along that five-year cycle, because that's free money for the town. Yes, we got to pay it at the end after the grant runs out, but during that grant period, we're getting money from FEMA.
Well, let's not say free money. The local match is $957,000, so it's $1 million.
But it would, it's saving us $1.5 million.
Yes, it's not a free gift, though, is my point. Yeah.
No, it's not free, but safety of your citizens isn't free ever.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Mr. Owens.
Chief, have we, and Eric, maybe you can answer this, have we ever received a safer grant in the past, or any grant to assist us in funding the positions of our firefighters, police force, and so forth?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're familiar with these types of grants.
And so what would you say the success rate of moving forward with a SAFER grant would be?
I think it's pretty high. Now, and who knows what the specific guidelines are for that particular year, because sometimes they do vary from year to year. There could be a particular point of emphasis by the granting authority on rural areas or, you know, you name it. So, but typically when we've applied, we've received. Not always, but for the most part.
So the apprehension of us applying and being rejected is probably a pretty thin line.
I think if it's your decision for us to apply, I think our posture should be that we are likely to receive. And then we will be into a matching grant that today we don't have. It's not funded. Mm-hmm. So you may want to put your toes in the water, say, and go for a smaller number that may be more manageable, rather than immediately for the big number, which will bring up some tough funding decisions at the council level.
I was going to ask whether the chance of us getting this grant depends on how much we're asking for. If we ask for less, does that increase our chance, do you think?
I don't know.
And I will say, too, that we have 180 days to recruit and bring these people aboard. So the bigger the number, the harder it is to make the grant. So, again, second what he's saying, and maybe we take a smaller bite initially to make sure all these factors are covered and we're not setting ourselves up for failure.
But you've got to find somebody and somewhere to put them.
Correct. So, you know, say we went for 30 initially, we there's no way we could get 30 people in 180 days. And even 15 may be a stretch, with the job market the way it is.
Chief, you have you need 12 for the new ladder, right? So that would be a nice friendly number. And if we get them online ahead of time, that, you know, some people think the ladder is, you know, a promotion from the engine. I tend to disagree. But the if we get 12... we can staff the ladder with not all brand new people. We can get them up to where they need to be in time for that opening of that ladder in 2022.
And, well, to be clear, we need 15, really, because we want to staff it at 4, so we need that extra body. So to fully have it at 4 in the future, we need to look at 15 if we want to.
Okay.
So do we have a motion on this item?
Does the chief have a number for us?
I just heard him say 15.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends which direction you want us to go. Is it fill-ins or is it for the ladder truck? I mean, we wrote it as 15 or we figured the numbers as 15.
But you seem to have apprehension, chief, about bringing 15 on at once. What would be your sweet spot on? How about 9 or 12? I mean, what does that look like in a 180-day turnaround?
Yeah, I think 9's doable. I mean, I think we could push close to 15 as well, but my apprehension is we've gotten some good federal grants. You know, we bought our boat with that. We just got a large SCBA thing. I just want to make sure we do this correctly and not rush it so that our chances in the future aren't hindered.
I agree with that. I think we're going to this is great, and $1.5 million is any amount of money that we're getting is good, but we don't need to do cartwheels over this because it's going to be on us to get all this money, all the money. So I think just for a comfort level for you and to protect us from making sure we have future grants, let's just pick a low number. Let's just pick a 6 or something, and maybe apply for that and make that work. Does that work if we just got to a comfort level where we know we can protect the grant? The number's going to be higher than 6 when we're all done. So we can live with that. We can protect that.
Do it every year.
And
this is an annual grant?
Yes, sir.
So we can certainly do this a year.
I think that should be the plan.
All right, so a motion?
Tom's motion. So moved.
I make a motion that we do what I just said.
which is applied for the SAFER grant, asking for additional
six
firefighters.
Yes.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion on this, Adam?
I mean, where does council fit in on? I mean, what we're doing is we're getting firefighters, but then council has to pay the bill, which may be fine. I mean, 4 of you sit right here, but where's council?
It has to go to full
process?
Council.
All right,
this is a recommendation to council.
Okay.
We can't give you the authority to do that in this meeting.
Okay.
So our motion is to take this to council for approval.
All right.
But Mr. Berman, you mentioned this morning that traditionally, grants don't go to council until we're receiving
right.
the grant.
Well, but based on what Mr. DeMora has said today, I think it's prudent for us to get council to stamp on this.
Agreed.
Report. Because if we get this and we don't accept it, again, it hurts our chances to achieve what we want to achieve.
It's a little more than prudent.
Yeah,
I mean, we have to.
All right, any other discussion? I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 4-0. Thank you all on committee. Thank you, staff, for your hard work on this. We are going to adjourn, and we have a special council meeting following this one.
Yes, sir.
Is it here?
It is.
It is?
Yes, sir.
All right.
We try to accommodate.
Don't go home yet, folks. The show's not over.
Fill up my bowl of chocolate candy and food.
You know, we learn patience from you, Kevin. That's where we learn it.
Yeah.